What the Duke Doesn't Know, The Duke's Sons, Book 2. Written by Jane Ashford and read by Naomi Frederick. Lord James Gresham gazed at the spires of Oxford University, visible above the trees at the edge of his brother's garden, at the early summer flowers in curving beds, at the 15 people standing about chatting and drinking lemonade. It was a pretty scene, the sort of thing one dreamed of when tossed by a 5-day tempest 700 miles from shore, or when repairing the ravages of a broadside that near as nothing took down the main mast. Some poet had a bit about a lovely summer's day, probably Shakespeare. 9 times out of 10 it was Shakespeare. If Randolph was here, and not stuck in his parish in the far north, he'd know the lines for certain. Randolph had been mad for poetry before he became a vicar, always spouting some sonnet or other. Well, he probably still did. No reason a parson couldn't, and he had a whole congregation for a captive audience now. James had forgotten all the poetry they'd tried to make him memorise at school. He'd never taken to any subjects except those that would help him onto a ship. For as long as he could remember, he'd been mad for the sea, herring off at 16 to a midshipman's berth on a man of war. How green he'd been, and how thrilled. All he'd ever wanted to do was captain a navy ship. And now he'd lost his vessel, only 2 years after he'd been given a command at last. The Caris had been small, yes, and years of war had left her battered and limping into port, but he still couldn't believe the Admiralty had decommissioned her. All their blathering about reduced requirements, with Napoleon beaten for good and all, and more efficient designs coming along in the shipyards, was just so much noise as far as he was concerned. Like condolences at a family funeral, the words hadn't penetrated his sorrow. But they'd towed the Caris off to some backwater and abandoned her. And after 10 years of service, they'd shaken his hand, given him a medal, and told him to enjoy a bit of a well-deserved rest. So here he was, stuck on shore, waiting for a new posting, like who knew how many other Navy men. The most likely berth would be second or third officer on a bigger ship, and more years to wait for another command. The prospect depressed his spirits. It had made him consider seriously whether it wasn't time to leave the Navy and settle down. Had he perhaps had his fill of the sea? Which had brought him here, to this covey of chattering guests in their civilian clothes. James eyed his hosts, his youngest brother Alan, and Ariel, Alan's lively and lovely new wife. According to family gossip, Ariel was a wizard at promoting perfect matches. She'd greased the wheels of Nathaniel's marriage and helped Sebastian win a dazzling heiress. He hadn't been able to resist asking her to see what she could come up with for him, with his prize money from the war.